Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Mooneyam. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Willard for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive towards first. Buckner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Quiñones. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Quiñones steals second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Quiñones moves to third. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Quiñones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Rice reaches second base with a double. Boggs moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Gettman and he is out, Quiñones applying the tag. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard strikes out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones misplays the ball. That's an error on Quiñones. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground into center field. Armas picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Armas. Lansford scores. Canseco goes all the way around to score. Bocht moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Armas moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rick Langford now pitching. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Quiñones reaches second base with a double. Armas scores. Gedman moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett strikes out. One out. Dave Leeper now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Gedman scores. Quiñones scores. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Steve Ontiveros now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 2 in the game. Willard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Murphy scores. Willard moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Canseco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy, who is chasing the ball. Armas reaches third base with a triple. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Armas tags and scores. One out. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-4 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Boggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing center field. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Romine. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Murphy scores. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Phillips moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Lansford moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Steve Crawford now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-4 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.